W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One of the greatest baseball players in history, Willie Mays, died at age 93. He's best known for one of the greatest plays in history. His over-the-shoulder the catch of the 1954 World Series, Mays in his career hit 660 home runs and won 12 Gold Glove Awards for his defense. Fellow Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr. called Mays the godfather of center fielders. President Biden announced executive action on immigration that will allow the spouses of and children of U.S. citizens to obtain lawful permanent residence in a more streamlined way. Another action will allow some to obtain work visas more quickly. Primary elections in Virginia, a cliffhanger between the chair of the hard right House Freedom Caucus, Bob Good, and his Trump-endorsed challenger, John McGuire. This is ABC News. The Stanley Cup Finals going back to Canada. The Edmonton Oilers staved off elimination again, beating the Florida Panthers 5-3. The Oilers have now won back-to-back games while facing elimination. Panthers will have their third chance to win the Cup on Friday night in Edmonton. In New York, singer Justin Timberlake is in trouble for allegedly driving drunk.
The details of singer Justin Timberlake's arrest in New York coming from the criminal complaint against him. It says Timberlake was driving drunk in a 2025 BMW, had bloodshot, glassy eyes, and a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage emanating from his breath. His arrest overnight Tuesday in Sag Harbor Village in the Hamptons, a vacation enclave on Long Island's East End. The complaint also says the 43-year-old singer failed to stop at a stop sign, swerved into oncoming traffic until he was pulled over, then had slurred speech, was unsteady on his feet, and performed poorly on a field sobriety test, telling an officer he had only one drink. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever,
testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump tells a rally in Wisconsin Tuesday that he wants to be the law and order president.
I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
Trump was convicted of 34 felonies in a recent hush money trial. Trump campaigned in Racine. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line-item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Justices announced Monday that they will take the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in Anaheim. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing last night to the Angels 5-3. Milwaukee starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those five runs, four earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major league start.
Do you feel like he took a step forward tonight, though, Murph?
And I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. But you got to have fastball command. You got to be able to throw a fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to Adell there is, you know, unnecessary. And then what happened after that? Just got to control it a little better. But, yeah, I think he's going to be very good.
Basketball, the Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday now has his second championship ring.
They really embraced me when I first got here, and they made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this. I love you guys.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price of the overnight, a partly cloudy sky, lower 70s by sunrise. Our winds turning light and variable. For your Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms will be possible. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine, and our highs warming to the middle 80s. It's 84 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, I'll be on location in Baraboo for the city's first ever Juneteenth celebration. We'll talk to event leaders and attendees about Black heritage and the continuing fight for equality.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is the actor, comedian, and radio host, my colleague right here on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, the host of the John Fugelsang podcast on Apple, johnfugelsang.com, and sexyliberal.com, the one and only John Fugelsang. John, welcome to the program. Louise and I were watching reruns, old CSI episodes, and there you were as a dead body, ultimately. What's it like to be dead on television?
Oh, let me tell you. I mean, I'm a rather pale person, Mr. Hartman, so it's kind of embarrassing. I became the first actor in history they had to darken to play a corpse, which was a bit embarrassing. But I want to point out, I played a con man who was also a coke mule. But I played it as a coke mule who happened to be a con man. That's my actor's choice. So, yeah, that was really me being really dead on CSI. And I had to be alive last. They filmed me in my autopsy first. Then they filmed me dead on the ground in a bucket of blood. And then finally they flew me to Vegas to be alive at the end. So it was a nice backwards experience. Have I lost you, Mr. Hartman?
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I guess that's how they just, you know, patch these things together. Say that again?
Oh, I thought I lost you for a second, Tom. Sorry.
Say what, John?
Am I losing you, Tom? I think we might have a bad connection.
No, I'm here and you're still here. It's doing my show remotely from home, so.
Oh, so am I. Terrific. Well, it's great to be with you.
No, what's going on is there's a little bit of latency. I'm doing the show from home because I have COVID. And the latency is what's catching us. So each of us has about a second delay, and that's making it confusing. Tell me about the Sexy Liberal Tour coming up.
Thank you, Tom. I have many latencies as well, so it's great to be in a safe space to discuss. We're back on the road with the Sexy Liberal Tour. This year it's the Save the World edition. And we've been playing since January, and it's been amazing. We've had packed houses, incredible enthusiasm, Mr. Hartman. Everywhere we've gone, you know, we built this tour about a decade ago to try to be like the blue-collar comedy tour for smart and moral people. And there's so much enthusiasm. People are in a 2,000-seat space with other progressives or liberals or Democrats or moderates or just anti-evil people. And the energy's been great. We've had great guests joining us on stage, from Pramila Jayapal to Mark Pocan. I even heard a rumor that Tom Hartman might be joining us on one of our gigs on this tour.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm going to show up for the Portland event. This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I have participated in them in the past, as you know. But I'm not a comedian, so I just kind of show up. But I'm curious, John, you know, it's been 50 years or nearly 50 years since Richard Nixon resigned to avoid being charged with a crime. And now we've got a Republican Party that is on the verge of putting a convicted criminal in the running for the presidency. We've got a Supreme Court justice who has been taking bribes, literally millions of dollars in bribes, and was the deciding vote in Citizens United, which principally benefited his benefactor, allowing Harlan Crow and other right-wing billionaires to start buying politicians and legislation and stuff like that. Sam Alito refusing to recuse himself after, you know, taking a position on January 6th with his flag flying. What the hell is going on in this country, in your opinion?
I mean, where do you want to begin, Mr. Hartman? It's great the Republican Party has finally, after all these years, come out for criminal justice reform because they now think convicted felons should get classified briefings. So that's progress. This is what it's like in the United Reich of Trumpistan. Sam Alito flying his flags. I mean, and we make it all about what his wife. We make it all about his wife was flying the flag, disregarding the fact that this man needs to recuse himself on cases involving the terrorist attack to overthrow our democracy. I'm waiting for him to fly an upside down Confederate flag at this point. But, you know, you brought up accountability. And between Alito and Menendez, it seems like a really good summer for guys of both parties to blame their sins on their wife. But this Supreme Court is beyond comprehension, Tom. I mean, Lady Justice wears a blindfold so she doesn't have to watch Clarence Thomas wag his junk at her. What makes me so upset is that these six justices, all six of them, well, five of them were appointed by presidents who achieved the White House after losing the popular vote. And the sixth, Clarence Thomas, was appointed by a president who opposed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So we don't choose the people who choose our laws. And more young people are getting an education about real power in America, which is with great power comes no accountability. I find it harder and harder to say that we're not living in an oligarchy like this. I do believe that the accountability fairy's coming here and there. It's great to see a guilty conviction for Trump here and there, but we have a system where there's zero oversight for the Supreme Court. There's no way we can do anything about it. I'm on the side of a special prosecutor. I'm on the side of an independent counsel. And the Republicans can't utter any criticism against it. They've become an amoral cult of blind, unmanly, obedient eunuchs. If Nixon had had Fox News, Mr. Hartman, I think he could have probably stayed in office.
Yeah. John, you and I have known each other for well over a decade. You could stop calling me Mr. Hartman. But that said, the other thing about the two of us is that we're probably two of the only progressive talk show hosts out there that, you know, are openly spiritual. I'm reluctant to say religious. Now we're seeing religion basically being shoved down the throats of people. We've got now five states that are doing universal voucher programs where the taxpayers of those states are being forced to subsidize church schools, in some cases very substandard church schools, in some cases explicit white-only church schools.
That's right.
What are your thoughts on the state of religion in America in general and what the MAGA and QAnon movements have done to it, and B, this encroachment of religion into government? This is, you know, Madison and Jefferson had this running debate throughout their lives. Madison was convinced that if government ever started giving money to churches, it would be the end of religion. Madison, of course, was a Christian. He was very concerned about his own religion. And that's why his first veto in 1811 was a bill that gave money to a church in D.C. to care for the poor. He said this is an agency, this should be a function of government. Jefferson, on the other hand, was concerned that if priests, religious leaders, ever became politicians, it would lead to the downfall of our country. Turns out they were both right.
You're so right, Tom. This is my favorite subject. I'm writing a book about this right now called Separation of Church and Hate, because I can't blame it on QAnon or the Tea Party. This has been around for a long time. I mean, these same founders who were good Christians but wanted separation of church and state, well, they owned people. So, you know, America's had a real problem from its founding of people claiming to be Christian and then actively going against the teachings of this Nazarene. Today, it's out of control. I mean, I ask everyone, please give me, I ask all the MAGA people to please give me one actual teaching of Jesus that Donald Trump has fought for in his entire life. And this is a fun game your listeners can play with all these right-wing Christians, because none of them actually follow the Nazarene they pretend to follow. They just don't. You know this, Tom. So ask them, give me one Jesus teaching that guided your vote for Trump, one teaching of Christ that Trump has ever fought for. The first thing they'll say is abortion. But the Bible's not against abortion. Judaism's not against it. God makes it clear in Exodus 21 that a fetus is property, and God gives abortion tips for unfaithful pregnant wives in Numbers chapter 5. God drowns every fetus on earth one time because he was in a mood for it. Jesus was against the death penalty, never against abortion. Abortions are legal and free in Israel now because Judaism doesn't ban them. So what else you got? The number two thing they'll say is he has a strong border. And that's when you have to tell your Trump-supporting loved ones, no, the only commandment about immigration or borders in the entire Bible, Old Testament or New Testament, is the commandment to welcome the stranger. You're against Jesus on that. So the third thing they'll say is, he moved the American embassy to Jerusalem. And that, Tom, is when I have to explain to my MAGA friends that Jesus never mentions America or where our embassy should be in the year 30 A.D., They are not Christian. They haven't read the Bible. And the real failure is in the media and the Democratic Party for not calling out these flock-fleecing Pharisees, because they use Christianity as camouflage. We need to be in the camouflage removal business.
Yeah, it's brilliantly said, John. It really and truly is. I'm also astonished by the situation. You know, Reagan dropping the top tax rate from 74% down to 25%. I mean, it's floated up from there a little bit, but Elon Musk just got a $44.9 billion paycheck. You know, this should be subject to a 90% income tax. I mean, this, I want to bring back the income tax that Dwight Eisenhower liked. We have about a minute and a half before we hit a hard break here. Your thoughts?
I agree with you completely. That would be the conservative point of view. Let's point out that Eisenhower was the last Republican to actually balance a budget and have a surplus, which technically makes him the last real qualified conservative. And by the way, Tom, it's 70 years this week that they put under God into our oath, our mandatory loyalty oath. We make children say the Pledge of Allegiance. It's kind of creepy to make kids say a mandatory loyalty oath in a free society, but it was 70 years ago they inserted under God, only 70, which means not having God's name in our oath is technically the conservative point of view. But you're right, Eisenhower was the last one. I mean, I think I'm patriotic enough to realize that having billionaires has proven to be bad for our society. And yeah, I say let's do the conservative thing and go back to taxing the super rich. They'll still be richer than everyone else, and Elon Musk can still tank Tesla stock as much as he likes.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, I think we've got a real problem, a real billionaire problem in America. And right. Three men own more wealth than the bottom half of America. It's, you know, I think there's like a handful of families that own more wealth than something like 70 or 80% of Americans. It's just mind-boggling. And, yeah. You know, we need to fix this with our tax policy. The great John Fugelsang, actor, comedian, and radio host, Sexy Liberal Tour. Check it out, sexyliberal.com. JohnFugelsang.com. John, it's always a real treat talking with you. Thanks so much for dropping by.
Tom, you're the best. Thank you very much. We're at the Paramount Theater in Denver this weekend, and I can't wait to see y'all soon.
Great. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back. Is any woman in Idaho going to feel safe to become pregnant? I got to tell you what's going on. It's wild. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
Mino and the Mayor.
Would it be improper for me to be at the farmer's market in my biker shorts tonight?
Depends.
Because people can wear biker shorts in public.
Sure.
Okay.
Of course you can.
So,
are you comfortable with that?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I got those good thighs. Sometimes they need
you
to be released.
You don't worry about, you know.
Unleash the thighs. I've had people tell me that.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my dogs Blue and Chewy, because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. You can save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. And welcome back. What's going on in Idaho, actually this is kind of a roundup of what's going on around the country. This from Jessica Valenti's newsletter, jessica.substack.com. Abortion Every Day is the name of her newsletter. The Texas Republican platform now calls for women who have had abortions to be executed. I'm not exaggerating. They're calling for abortion patients, women who have had abortions, to be designated murderers and subject to the death penalty. This is the Texas Republican Party. In Idaho, the Republicans just expanded the anti-abortion language in their party platform to say that they oppose, quote, the destruction of human embryos. Specifically, we oppose all actions which intentionally end an innocent human life, including abortion, the destruction of human embryos, euthanasia, and suicide. So in Idaho, the Republican Party explicitly wants to outlaw in vitro fertilization, IVF. The South Carolina Senate may soon have zero Republican women in office. It'll be nothing but white men in South Carolina. Why? Because the three Republican women who voted against their extreme abortion ban all faced male challengers. And two of the three challengers have won, and the third is going into a runoff and is probably going to win. And remember, it's it was the all-male South Carolina Supreme Court that enacted that state's abortion ban. In Tennessee, they've seen a 21% drop in applications, residency applications from new graduate doctors, physicians graduating from medical school who are looking for a hospital where they can do their year of residency. 21% drop. In fact, across the states, these states that have put into place these draconian abortion bans are seeing doctors just don't want to go there. They don't want to practice there. And very often, wherever a doctor first does their residency is where they end up living and end up working. This is bad news for women in these red states. And in local news, the Chicago City Council in Illinois will stop anti-abortion harassers from using sound amplifiers outside abortion clinics. There's a little bit more. In Indiana, the attorney general is fighting with the health department. He wants to make abortion records public so that women who get abortions in Indiana can be harassed by anti-abortion groups. His name is Todd Rokita. And he's no friend of women in Indiana, I'm telling you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this break. Stay with us.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One of the greatest baseball players in history, Willie Mays, died at age 93. He's best known for one of the greatest plays in history. His over-the-shoulder the catch of the 1954 World Series, Mays in his career hit 660 home runs and won 12 Gold Glove Awards for his defense. Fellow Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr. called Mays the godfather of center fielders. President Biden announced executive action on immigration that will allow the spouses of and children of U.S. citizens to obtain lawful permanent residence in a more streamlined way. Another action will allow some to obtain work visas more quickly. Primary elections in Virginia, a cliffhanger between the chair of the hard right House Freedom Caucus, Bob Good, and his Trump endorsed challenger, John McGuire. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants people attending fairs and petting zoos to be careful interacting with animals this summer. A new strain of bird flu is affecting dairy cattle in other states, but state epidemiologist Thomas Hopp says the risk for humans is very low.
We're going to be working with the local public health departments and providers to be sure that we're testing people who need to be tested, but we also want to assure the public that it's not a panic situation as yet.
DHS recommends fairgoers take simple precautions, like washing their hands and avoiding animals that look sick. The Juneteenth flag was raised at the state capitol building on Tuesday. Governor Evers has ordered the flag be flown until sunset on Wednesday. Juneteenth celebrates the emancipation of enslaved Black and African people in the United States, and it has been a federal holiday since 2021. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Woody Harrelson was in a motorcycle accident recently while driving to Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, where he was to appear with Ted Danson. O'Brien addressed the bandage on Harrelson's hand. During the broadcast, Harrelson told O'Brien about his accident and said it's a good thing he wore a helmet because he flew over his handlebars and hit his head when he crashed into a Tesla. Instead of going to an actual doctor, Woody drove to the set where pretend Dr. Becker bandaged him up. Throughout the interview, listeners learned that hazing was alive and well on the set of Cheers. Danson says most of the actors were in their 30s, and young Buck Harrelson was 24 when he joined the cast. In an effort to show Harrelson the pecking order, Danson said he and his castmates tried to kick Harrelson's butt, first with physical activity, but Harrelson beat them all in basketball, leg wrestling, and arm wrestling. When they switched to more cerebral methods, Harrelson beat them at chess, too. Who would have thought a humble guy from Indiana could outsmart Hollywood actors? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a partly cloudy sky, lower 70s by sunrise. Our winds turning light and variable. For Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms will be possible. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine, and our highs warming to the middle 80s. It's 84 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Juneteenth, Wisconsin. I'll be joined by Reggie Jackson, former griot of the American Black Holocaust Museum, award-winning author and Wisconsin historian. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. I got a geeky science here for you, and then I'll pick up your phone calls. This is just a remarkable story. The question they open, this is from studyfinds.org. The question they open with is, could skipping a few meals every week help you fight cancer? This is a team of scientists at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, one of the leading cancer institutes, research institutes in the world. And they looked at the link between fasting and the body's immune system and that part of the body's immune system that kills off cancer cells when they're at the very, very early stage so that they don't become tumors. And what they're talking about are cells called natural killer cells, NK cells. And it turns out that periods of fasting actually reprogram these NK cells specifically so that they can and will attack cancer in ways that they normally can't, which is pretty astonishing. The immunologist Joseph Sunny says, tumors are very hungry, they take up essential nutrients, and they create a hostile environment rich in lipids, which are detrimental to most immune cells. And what we show here is that fasting reprograms these natural killer cells to better survive in this suppressive environment. The study was done on mice. They haven't done a human study on this yet. But what they did was they simply denied them food for 24 hours twice a week. In other words, they just fasted for an entire day, 2 days out of seven, and normal eating in between. And the results were astonishing. The glucose levels dropped, their levels of free fatty acids went up. That's a good thing. It's used as an alternative energy source. But here's what one of the physicians, Dr. Rebecca Del Conte, says. She's the lead author of the study. She said, during each of these fasting cycles, NK cells learn to use these fatty acids as an alternative fuel source to glucose. This optimized their anti-cancer response because the tumor microenvironment contains a high concentration of lipids, of, you know, fats. And now they're able to enter the tumor and survive better because of this metabolic training. The fasting also caused these NK cells to move around the body in ways that they don't normally. Many of them travel to the bone marrow, where they're exposed to high levels of a protein called interleukin-12. This exposure primes the cells to produce more of another protein called interferon gamma, which plays a crucial role in fighting tumors. Meanwhile, NK cells in the spleen were undergoing their own transformation, becoming even better at using lipids as fuel. The result? The NK cells were pre-primed to produce more cancer-fighting substances and were better equipped to survive in the harsh environment of a tumor. So, you know, it's a mouse study right now, but I'm telling you, you know, Arnold Arendt wrote this book called Rational Fasting back in, like, 1915. And Louise and I read that book when we were first married, more than 50 years ago. In fact, before we were married, and we used to fast all the time. We need to get back to it. We've been doing the only eat 500 calories a day, a couple days a week, on and off, for a few years. But I'm thinking maybe just even taking a break from eating for a day, at least once a week, would be a good idea. This is just an amazing piece of scientific research. So, what's on your mind today? David in North Palm Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
North Miami Beach, hello. Yes. Thank you, Professor. Hey. Mandatory service sounds great. Just remember, Ben Franklin had to flee his apprenticeship to his brother while he left Boston for Philadelphia. So let's make sure that the protection against the
in his autobiography, he wrote that he left because there was mandatory church attendance. So,
okay.
I mean, yeah, his brother James and he were not on the best of terms. You're right.
Yes. Thank you, Professor. So, good, bad, and the ugly. It's good that we have you for another happy Father's Day, along with other non-toxic father figures, John Fugelsang and Jefferson Smith. It's bad that I couldn't send money to Free Speech TV, so I wrote a parody song instead called Johnny Cash Hurts Donald Trump. And the ugly is I basically just paid a carbon tax because I drove my car into some knee-high floodwaters, so that's expensive. Thank you to our governor, who, of course, is wishing away, climate change, floodwaters, et cetera. 8 inches here, 10 inches in nearby Hollywood. So how do I collect a tax credit on my carbon tax that I'll be paying bigly? Any suggestions?
Yeah. No, I don't. What DeSantis is doing in your state there, David, is just shocking. Do you think that is there a growing backlash to him and his policies? It seems like there should be.
Well, it's enough that weather channels are willing to discuss it seriously. I don't know how many of them are controlled by Sinclair. One of them had been controlled by Warren Buffett, who was a little more progressive on certain topics. But we've all heard those Sinclair Network horror stories, what seems to be your local anchorman reading off the same script verbatim. So if you want a good laugh, look up my parody song, Johnny Cash.
Okay.
Cash hurts Donald Trump. Enjoy. And yeah, we'll soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot, David. Good talking to you. Robert in Greenville, North Carolina. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
What's on my mind is that we're watching the Republican, the Trump Party, slowly walk us right into a coup. The election's not going to make any difference. Now they're trying to put people in place in case he's reelected. They don't intend it. You know, Stephen Bannon said it's time for war. Are you ready to die for your country? We've got to get rid of the Democratic government. That's a threat to the country. And Louis LaJoy,
I agree.
2000, he was put in office in 2020. He's still running the post office. What is wrong with the Democratic Party? Why don't they take advantage of the situations like the Republicans do against us? Why don't they do it?
Well, the problem was that the post office was partially privatized back in the 70s. The only group that can fire Louis DeJoy is the Postal Board of Governors. They are appointed by the president, but they have to be approved by the Senate. Throughout Obama's 8 years, when Republicans controlled the Senate, they refused to allow any nominations for the Postal Board of Governors to go through. So when Trump came in, he stacked the Postal Board of Governors. They have been leaving slowly, and there are two appointees who will fire Louis DeJoy, who are lined up to go before the Senate for confirmation. But apparently there's a hold on both of them from Republicans. So, you know, don't talk to the Democrats about this. This is not a Democratic problem. This is a Republican. Republicans are doing this intentionally. They want to privatize the post office, and they also hate mail-in voting. And, so they're going along with DeJoy.
Well, I feel like we're being slow walked right into a trap. And when they have this debate,
I agree.
I hope we Trump gets some hardball questions opposed to softball questions like he used to having everything in control of everything. I'm very reluctant on what's going to happen. In fact, I think there's a possibility he may back out for some unknown reason.
Yeah, I doubt that, because I think what he's going to do is he's going to go in and he's just going to lie his teeth off. He's going to accuse Biden of things and try to put Biden. It's going to be constantly trying to put Biden on the defensive. And the question will be, you know, and Biden will be facing this horrible situation. I mean, if he says, well, Joe, you know, since you were convicted of being a child molester or whatever, you know, I mean, he'll come up with something really outrageous. And then Biden has to say, well, I'm not that. Which is like changing the subject, and now we're, you know, and now he's defending himself. And, but if he doesn't say I'm not that, then it's like the charge has been made, right? So I'm not looking forward to this debate at all, because I know how disgusting Donald Trump is and what a basically fundamentally evil human being he is. Robert, thank you for the call. Ron in Bremerton, Washington. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I got a question. The Supreme Court says gerrymandering for political purposes is legal. And it seems like that's saying correct. Cheating to win an election is okay in a democracy. That doesn't seem right to me. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
I agree with your perspective, Ron. What the Supreme Court said, though, is that Congress has not passed a law against gerrymandering. And, you know, if you want to outlaw it, Congress has to outlaw it. And I would love to see Congress outlaw gerrymandering. Again, to the For the People Act that I was talking about in the previous hour or maybe in a previous segment, it was, you know, H.R. 1, as I recall, in 2022, was the first piece of legislation proposed, or maybe 2021. It passed the House of Representatives. It got 51 votes in the Senate, and it was filibustered successfully by the Republicans. It outlawed gerrymandering. I know that the Democrats are going to bring this back, and they're going to try and do this, but that's how it's got to be handled. Ron, thank you for the call. Jerry in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Your screener said that I'm a little off topic. I apologize for that. I'd like to take you back to the Vietnam War and Walter Cronkite. He was for the war for a long time, and then he turned against it. He made a big announcement on his
After he
show.
Went to Vietnam.
Well, yeah. That and other things made him change his mind. It's the whole, thing turned him against it. Johnson even made a statement that if I've lost Walter Cronkite, I've lost the war. Yep. I don't suggest you have the stature of Walter Cronkite, but you do have a following. Some of these people calling, they make you sound like a messiah. Now, I wish you would use your platform. I'm just calling you nicely. Instead of supporting everything that Biden does, particularly on this idiotic war in Ukraine, and stop blaming Putin for it, start calling for it to end.
It is Putin's war, Jerry. Putin has been bombing Ukraine all along. This was started by...
This was, okay?
Yeah, right. Jerry, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute here. Ukraine never attacked Russia. You have been listening to right-wing, or excuse me, you've been listening to Putin's propaganda. Russia has now kidnapped over 100,000 children from Ukraine. Russia, the second largest producer of child pornography in the world. They have killed over 100,000 Ukrainian civilians. Putin himself gave a long speech in which he said, "We're not doing this because of NATO. We're doing this because Ukraine isn't a real country." The original foundation of Russia, the first capital of Russia in the 800s, was in Kyiv, and I want Kyiv back. That's what he said. I mean, look it up. Listen to it. Listen to Putin's own words, Jerry. And don't feed me this tanky stuff.
Whatsoever. It's all a bald-faced lie.
All you have to do is just look at the news, Jerry. Give me a break. Okay, we'll be right back. It's 48 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fellow Devan, we're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation, so your gut can produce produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. All with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. It's like getting a month free. justthrivehealth.com. All righty, welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Paul in Portland. Hey, Paul, what's up?
I'm trying to say... chair, but first of all, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Tom?
Yeah. Sorry, there's a little bit of a delay here on my end, and it makes things confusing. I'm sorry, Paul. Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I just got to ask you what super solution you took, because you were on fire this morning when I tuned in at 9 o'clock, and you said you have COVID. So what's your secret?
I'm just on the back end of it, you know. I'm getting better. I was last week. Jefferson filled in for me Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and on Tuesday I did the show. But I managed to infect Louise and Sean, and I was feeling like crap. I didn't realize I had COVID, and then for 3 or 4 days there, I was pretty sick. But I'm fine now. I'm getting better. Still testing positive.
Okay, good to hear.
Step by step.
Good to hear it. Well, Tom, you know, talking about getting big money out of politics, let's talk about America's Zionist Committee for Public Affairs, or in 1963 they changed their name to American Israel Affairs Committee, AIPAC. You know, the guy that you just mentioned, you know, such a great senator from Oregon, Ron Wyden, he's the fourth largest recipient of donations at $1,280,376, Tom. So Israel has killed 15,000 children.
Probably in this day and age, not a badge of honor. But prior to this, I don't think it would have been a problem. But you know, has that turned you against Ron Wyden, Paul? Is Israel? Are you a single issue Israel thing?
Let's look at the facts. Israel has killed 15,000 children. Israel has killed 15,000 children in Gaza now, Tom. In the last hostage rescue where they rescued those four hostages, you know, over 200 Gazans were killed, over 60 children were killed in that too. You know, I just had a good cry about reading about, I think it was NPR, about a child's rib that's poking out, Tom. It's poking out because there's no hospitals that can help him. Most of the hospitals don't have power, don't have supplies, aren't even operational, Tom.
Paul, I'm not disagreeing with you. What Benjamin Netanyahu has done and is continuing to do in Gaza and to Gaza is entirely out of proportion to what happened on October 7th, which was horrible in and of itself. And I think he's doing it for his own political purposes. And I no longer support any money or any kind of support going to Israel as of this moment. Paul, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM, superbeatsradio.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, the executive director of Block joins us. Angela Lang will be here in hour number 2, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.